I didn't know you were still doing the WND thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just do like the football games and I help out like Jake and
Yeah.
Derek.
Awesome.
Yeah, I looked over there. I kind of hoped you'd be there when I did that.
I kind of hoped you'd be there when I. And by gosh, there you were.
There was. Right there.
Does Stuck do that too now?
Oh, dude, Hamill Burris is going to be here.
Not on the phone.
Just phone. He's been here before. He follows me on Twitter.
Real, dude, he's the funniest guy, dude.
He's pretty good. Have you seen, he's on Girls?
Yeah, the.
He plays the dentist
on Girls. Or Broad City.
Broad City!
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
I was just saying, who's the dentist on Girls?
Yeah.
Broad City.
They're having tooth problems on Girls. I watched that show pretty close. I don't know. Motherfucker's recording. I swear
it
to God
is.
It is. I swear to God it is. We've been having trouble with our fucking engineer, whoever's been.
It's our producer.
I asked him.
Our lack of producer.
I asked him earlier, end of last week, if he wanted to come on and be a guest. He gave me the Heisman.
I said I was busy.
Jason said
Heisman.
He's busy. Which,
I
which,
don't think you want
I think
me
that,
in here.
I think that just confirms. Why he was had to step down from the position in the first place. Like, he's busy. He doesn't have time to be a guest.
Hey, you want busy? I don't have time to do this fucking show, okay? That's not true at all. I'm just hanging out.
I don't think you want me on the podcast.
Oh, you want me on that podcast? You want me on that wall?
I want you on the podcast.
I'm trying my hardest.
Was he in a bad mood today? Oh, okay.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Are you talking about me?
Right here in front of you.
Am I getting a high voice?
Don't you realize people have to ask, is he in a good mood today?
And what was your answer?
You were fine.
You're fine.
Today.
Tuesdays,
I found he's been bad.
Tuesdays is a bad day. Yeah, of course.
Why would Tuesdays? Oh, yeah. No shit.
What? Oh, yeah.
Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesdays.
Remember what I just said a little bit ago about
worse.
People know you better than you know yourself?
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe I should sit in.
You should.
Why don't you sit in? Sit in.
I have to go to...
Where you gotta go?
I have to go to my second job, chick.
Oh, son of
Do
a...
Do you really? Working today?
Feed the kids.
Gotta feed the kids.
Bye, Jason.
That was Jason, everybody. I think this will play now. I hope.
Yeah, this is, it's very, yeah, go ahead, put your headphones on and saddle up to the mic because this is how this goes. We just fucking start. Like, it's not even.
Hang on.
You cuss on this thing? You guys?
All the fucking time. We used to have a cuss count when we had a producer. And he would count how many cuss words, and that's how you decided if, you know, if it was rated R, I guess. That was our rating system was the cuss count.
It was
how many cuss
count.
Mm-hmm.
Tight.
And I want to, I can't remember who had the most, what was the cuss count, the
Bert.
Highest cuss count? Who?
Bert.
Bert Kreischer
Bert
was
Kreischer
the highest?
Probably.
Okay, that sounds right. That sounds right.
Let's do it!
There we go.
Oh, in the morning in the
yeah,
back of the beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know
Hello.
That you're a schemer, but you can't be frontin' when it comes to this.
Can't be frontin'.
But down your back cheeks, give me a kiss. I got a castle in the Paris, got a crib in the city. I said, I'll get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And you liked it like that, to be so big and
dig
to be so
down.
Tough. Because we
dig it down deep. Hi, welcome to the Off the Air Podcast. I'm Chick McGee, one host. That is Jess, the other host. Say hey. And this is Bob Schneider, bobschneider.com. He is running going to be releasing an album called King Kong in March. And he would like your participation. Go to bobschneider.com to find out more. And we have a guest for this podcast.
Yay! This is like my top. I mean, like.
You've wanted this gentleman on the podcast for a long time.
Well, you could have just said, I just wanted this gentleman.
There you go, or something like that. Ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen, the one, the only, Oreo Jones.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Young Nabisco.
Young Nabisco.
That's right.
The sandwich specialist.
Uh-huh. So, what are you...
What's on your resume?
That's what we want to know. How many jobs do you have?
I've had like 25 jobs probably, if not more.
How old are you?
I'm 26 years old. Yes.
26. A young 26.
Yeah. Yeah. I've cut seaweed at a time, one time in my life. I've made vitamins one time in my life. I mean, I've done a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's good too though. That's good.
So what's your main?
Currently,
I'm a rapper. I'm an MC.
That's your love, right?
That's my love. Yeah. Right.
But then we have you're the producer of The Drive.
Yep, The Drive, and
you also work. At a porn shop, is that?
I used to.
Okay.
I used to work at a porn shop.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Say what?
A porn/head shop. I worked there for like a year. Yep.
Oh.
That was a pretty interesting year. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
You're here because Jess was a fan, but I've always known you as not Oreo Jones, but
as Sean. The intern. Yeah.
Mile battered intern.
I remember. Do you remember when we first met him? Was that a gas station promotion?
Yes. How long ago was that?
Man, that was
5 years, 6 years ago.
Gotta be. Like I was like, 21.
Were you still in school?
I was. Yep. I was still at IUPUI.
You were setting up the banners and the
tent.
He's one of those. He's a radio show promotion.
And so far,
help
you. And Jason are the only two interns he's ever liked. Well, except for me. But other than that, there was...
But Sean, you don't want to be liked like I like her. That'd be awkward.
That'd be a little weird, huh?
So you work here, and you have albums coming out. You have videos. Something about Fabio, right?
Yeah, Black Fabio 2.
Black Fabio 2. Or
yeah,
Black
we're working on Black Fabio 2 right now. Black Fabio is a project with Action Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He's a DJ around the city here in Indianapolis. Yeah.
So you
have a lot of collaborations, though, right?
I'm
always like,
things.
Wait, I thought he was with Action Jackson, no, it's with it. Okay.
And I'm in a rock and roll band called White Moms.
That's probably.
We just recorded.
What a great name.
Yeah.
Do you sing or play?
Yeah, I play bass and keys. We kind of like switch around. It's four of us. Charlene Birdsong, she's in a band called The Tsunamis. Like a surf, all-girl surf rock band. Ko, she's in a solo thing. She plays guitar. And Dimitri, he's in a band called Heavy Hand. And so we kind of just like got together and started jamming.
Is it true that you all have white moms?
Yeah, we all have white moms.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's where it came from. Yeah.
Is that where Oreo came from?
Young
Nabisco
and the whole deal? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to, yeah.
So I saw a picture of you. You post a lot of pictures of your, not a lot, but a couple of pictures of your mom on Instagram.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever told you that your mom looks like a hot Susan Boyle? But do you see it?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. No.
She's the English woman who won like The Voice or
England's Got Talent.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm picturing this
in
my
head. Okay. I don't know if I see that, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No, you just I was just like I don't know, maybe it's the eyes or something, but I was like, oh my god.
No. All right, but let's get this out there real quick. Not real quick, but we want to make this plan. If somebody wants to get a hold of you to do a show or anything at all, your Instagram, your Twitter, your website?
Yeah, everything's pretty much just Oreo Jones. I got a website, OreoJones.com, and it has all of that there. If you just want to just click away.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Yeah.
Click all day.
Click till your heart.
Do you have regular gigs all year long? Or?
Yeah. I just got back from a tour. I was down south.
See, that's another thing. She'll go, Oreo Jones is on tour. I'm like, shut up. He's not on tour. He's like in New Orleans or Florida. And I'm like, oh, my God.
For sure.
Yeah.
We just...
You just jump in a van and go?
Yeah, jump in a stinky van and just head out. Yeah. The life.
There's something about...
Chick wants to follow you and do a documentary.
I want to go on tour with you. I want to hang out backstage with you.
We got shows coming up. We got 3rd and 4th of October.
You have to do a guest set in Lafayette.
Yes.
Can you?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
You could Friday, Saturday, 3rd and 4th of October. We've got the comedy tour.
Lafayette and Vincennes.
And the Lafayette and Vincennes. They're real close, too. That would be perfect.
I want to come and hang out.
Absolutely.
You have to.
Absolutely.
That'd be real cool.
So now when you said, what would you want to do? Would you like to?
No, that was my suggestion. No, he didn't. I said
no,
he
but what would Oreo Jones's show look like? I mean, is it you on a turntable?
It's a three-piece. It's my buddy DMA. He plays on a sampler, like a live samplers.
Oh, okay.
And Austrey plays drums. and Ben Jackson, Action Jackson, DJs, and I'm just up on the mic, just rapping. Just
rapping your balls off.
Rapping my balls off.
Isn't that what the kids say?
Do you ever watch his videos? Have you seen any of his videos?
The only one I've seen is the Fabio one, Black Fabio.
Oh, no, but all your videos are so fucking good. Like, I wish, like, it makes me miss old school MTV and watching the videos, because you don't get that shit anymore.
Not anymore.
No. And then the one that you put up a piece the other day, and it's, I don't know who does your video.
Oh, my buddy Paul Simons, the animated one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. You mean from Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah. Oh, I wish. Mm-hmm. But he did.
And Oreo down by the schoolyard.
Down by the schoolyard. Yeah, just tagging up the walls. Feeding.
Yeah, I love that. I've listened to that so many times.
Yeah.
So when did you find out that you were talented and a rapper and had all this music inside? And
I don't know. I think maybe my freshman year of college is when I was not doing it. I moved to Indianapolis and I really didn't know anyone, so I was just in my room a lot playing Halo and rapping, writing, making beats on my Xbox, and then it just kind of bloomed from there, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
My freshman year of college was kind of like that, but not at all.
I was just, recluse.
My freshman year of college was just like that, only the exact opposite. Uh-huh. I wasn't in college. I was in West Virginia. I lived in the back of the station when the first job I worked at. Like, I'd
That's
run down
the saddest
the
thing you've ever heard.
So you're like Joe Dirt, kind of?
Kind of like Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt radio.
Wait a minute, your hair grows that way on your face? Is that what you're telling me? Is that Joe Dirt? Tell me more about it. What was your favorite TV show? I mean, how did you get this idea that you're gonna be a rapper?
And, I think you meant what were your inspirations? Right.
I'm inspired by television, I guess, is what I meant. Yes.
I honestly I was in a punk band in high school called the Screaming Hemorrhoids, and that was like
Is there any genre you haven't worked in yet? You're everywhere.
Well, that's what, like, I grew up in Warsaw, Indiana, just like Podunk, small place.
We used to go there and play in the creek. I don't know why. That's a terrible story.
You've seen the kids play in the creek.
There's like 100 lakes.
There's a covered
there.
Bridge, and there's, and we would go and skip rocks, and that was a fuck of a drive to just skip rocks. Right? I don't know what we were doing. Yeah.
That is a drive. Yeah, there had to be something else going on. No, did your mom and dad take you?
No, friends, but it was Warsaw, and so I'd always go, well, we went to Russia. Because I don't know why, when I was little, I just heard Warsaw, and I was like, of course that's Russia, right? They're the same.
Poland. It's Poland.
Yeah, no,
it's
but Poland, in my little six-year-old brain, it was Russia. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
What's this band, White Moms? What's that all about?
We're just rock and roll, yeah. We're playing in Chicago on Sunday at the Emporium.
It's this like coming up?
Yeah.
This Sunday, really?
September 28th?
8th, yes.
Yep.
September 28th.
Yeah. September 28th, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's cool.
But let's get back to what we're, like, growing up. So you were in a punk band, Screaming Hemorrhoids.
Yes, right. I was in a punk band, and that was pretty much all we did was go to shows every weekend. They had at the Fireman's Building and the Center Lake Pavilion. And literally every weekend there was just, like, a punk and hardcore show. So I was, like, kind of like, I was like, oh, I want to play music, you know, but I really didn't have, like, the ambition to do it at first.
Right.
And then until I moved here and I didn't have any buddies that played instruments or anything, so that's when I just started, hey, I'm gonna do hip hop.
Did you take lessons or anything on the bass at the keyboard?
No,
or you
just self taught. Yeah.
I like it.
Well, that's just great.
Yeah.
Just all flows, huh?
Kinda.
Do you remember the first CD you ever had?
Yes, I do. It was a Beavis and Butthead Do America soundtrack.
All right.
Yeah. And I actually bought, I think, that and No Doubt Tragic Kingdom.
Oh yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Wow, you are.
And Boys to Men.
You are, oh, those guys.
Boys to Men, how old were you? That's old school for you, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I was middle school, so you're probably elementary school, young elementary
school.
It
was definitely elementary school when I got them, for sure.
I used to 7th grade dance it up to some Boys to Men.
Well, it's a heartbreaking song, I'm sure, Boys to Men. Who's in that? What's his
name? I'll Make Love to You? That's what
I'll Make Love to You.
Which I had no business fucking dancing to anybody to that song. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who was in Boys to Men? Was it Bobby Brown? No,
that's New Edition.
New Edition.
Damn,
yeah.
I don't know their names, honestly.
I'll be real honest with you. It's just Boys to Men. Yeah, it's
Boys. But isn't there like
they're just five really dudes from Philly.
No, there's the Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, right?
Yep.
Justin Timberlake. Yeah. And then there's Nick Lachey, and that is, which one's that?
98 Degrees.
98 Degrees, yeah.
And then there's another one.
There's another one other than Boys to Men?
Well, there's the Boys to, well, let's be real, like, the boy band thing was way before the 80s and 90s, but it's the, who was it? It's NSYNC, it's 98 Degrees, and it's
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
That's the one. Backstreet is back. They
all
were
right.
the Seth Rogen movie, The End.
Yeah.
That was that one dumbass wanted to have in heaven was the Backstreet Boys playing, singing
the
song.
I would not want to go to heaven.
No.
Waiting at the pearly gates for me.
Okay, Beavis and Butthead soundtrack, ready?
Yeah.
Two cool guys, Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great song. Love Roller Coaster.
Yeah, so good. Chili Peppers, I think, did that one.
Oh, yeah, it is the Chili Peppers on this.
But they redid it. Who was the first person to do it?
Ohio Players. Remember, there was a rumor that we've talked about this before. During the recording of Love Roller Coaster, a woman was actually stabbed in a nearby recording studio.
While they were recording?
And you can hear her screaming.
That's true.
I'm not kidding.
Whoa.
It's true.
Some Paul is Dead shit right there.
Yeah, I don't think it happened. Faith Evans, Ain't Nobody.
I love Faith Evans. I still love her.
By LL Cool J.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Lady Love Cool J. She gets nervous when I talk
about it. I can't remember what song it was that was on MTV Countdown after school with LL Cool J, but I could not get off the bus fast enough. Turn that shit on. I was like,
waiting for you.
Yes.
LL was just waiting there.
He was waiting
for
me, licking them lips for me.
Oh, my God.
When he hosted the Grammys, we had a drinking game that every time he licked his lips, he had to drink.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys were fucking done. Yeah. Game over. Yeah, he's a terrible host. I love him. He's a terrible host.
What else? White Zombie.
There you go.
Rat Fink, Suicide Tanks, and Cannibal Girls. I don't know that song.
No shit.
Walk on Water by Ozzy Osbourne. Snakes. Yeah. Snakes, No Doubt.
Oh, Snakes. That was a great song. I love No Doubt.
Lord.
All the jams.
Yeah. Mine was, I ripped it off my mom. It was the Bob Seger album. Was cool. One of my first ones, and I listened to it. And Bat Out of Hell, Meatloaf.
Yeah.
And I was just, because that's what my mom had. But then eventually when I was able to buy my own, I bought The Big Chill. And Salt and Pepper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. AC/DC's on there. Did you know Engelbert Humperdinck's on the soundtrack?
That sounds right.
A song called Lesbian Seagull. That's what it says. I'm not kidding. You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
This is the original Love Roller Coaster.
Oh, the original one, yeah. Yeah.
They had the real sexy, like, album covers, right? With, like,
skin tight.
Girls pouring honey on them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Now I know who this is.
That one was called Honey. And then there was a... Oh, this is so good. We played the shit out of this when Grandpa was in high school.
Roller Coaster. That's a good song.
Say what?
Roller Coaster.
I'm going to try to get to the screaming part here. Hang on. When they go down, it's just a sound effect they put in of a girl screaming on a roller coaster.
Actually getting stabbed, man.
But I remember believing that. Oh, my God. You're shitting me. No way. She fucking stabbed while they're recording it. Oh, yeah. This might not go well.
I trust you. I trust in that stuff. I mean, I believe
you. You believe me now?
I believe you.
Okay. I just wanted to hear Love
Do you do any covers?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind.
There you go.
No.
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 Or any mixes, I guess, that would.
Any mashups?
I do mixtapes. I'll make you a personalized mixtape of songs.
Would you guys.
We've
would
been
doing
you. That lately.
Would you play her birthday?
Shut up, I hate
would you guys
you.
Play your
do you birthday? Tie, do you tie balloons together? You make balloon animals?
Can you bring a magician?
Whatever. If he said he did it, I'd believe him. He probably
sure.
has. No, but we need a new intro.
Yeah. You
would you do our intro?
Sure, I'll do it.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, who's going to tell Bob he's out? Bob Schneider.
No, I'm sorry.
It's You're tired?
No, I'm not tired. I love him.
You need something fresh and new.
We need something personalized.
You don't necessarily have to put our name in it.
Yeah, you do. I want my name in a rap song. Yes, I do. Right now, the only thing my name is in is Macarena, and that fucking sucks. So, yeah, I need something else.
Macarena? What? I don't get that.
Yeah, they say Macarena. Don't they say all the girls' names? No, they don't, do they? That's a song.
I think
what is it?
Mambo Number 5.
There you go.
By Lou Bega.
Sean,
I listen to a lot of music. I'm a weirdo.
This is her in a nutshell. This is how the conversations go with her. She gets
I get about half the information right.
Yeah, and she moves it around.
And I'll preach it like it's the gospel. Yeah. And I know that's
and
probably
I'll go,
not.
No, that was such and such, and she'll go. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm totally wrong.
Mm-hmm. Betty Ford, Margaret Thatcher, get them confused all the time. Same person, really. Yeah.
I don't know. It's the old, I've never seen them together anyway.
Exactly.
So what do you want to do eventually? I mean, your ideal, you want to be a rap star, as they say?
That would be cool. I'm not really worried about being like Jay-Z status, but I would like to be able to just like tour around the world and stuff. That'd be kind
of
cool.
I guess that's what bothers me so much about it is that so often there's a lot of people or I'm gonna do this like I guess the point I'm making is that you are very talented and I want to help you be successful. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna. And there's so many people who are successful and they don't fucking deserve to be successful. They're terrible. Do you ever get that feeling? Like you have to hear something on the radio and go, God damn it!
Yeah,
this
just
sucks.
Like stupid stuff on the radio. Yeah. For sure. Most definitely.
But you're so nice that you probably don't even have any negative thoughts about people.
I do. Like, if I hear something I don't like it, I'll just turn it down. But I got.
Sorry. Oreo didn't like your song. He turned
it down. I'm going to turn it all the way down.
So you can't hear it, right?
Nope. Yeah. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that mess. But when I was like younger, I feel like I'd be like, man, I want to be on the radio, man. Like, this is my young voice right here.
Until you realize what being on the radio is all about.
Well, no, I was like, I want to be like on the VMAs and all this stuff.
Right, right, right.
And I would think about that more than actually the music itself.
Right. Yeah. You know? Getting better at the craft.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like, now get it grasping that concept where it's like, yeah, just do you, playa, you know? It'll happen.
I'd like to be that cool for about 30 seconds. I'd be mayor of Indiana.
I wish I was you in like 85.
Thank you, Oreo. You know,
like my goal and aspiration.
Other than my hairstyle and shitty mustache, that is something to aspire to. Yeah, I was, I was full of, I would have worked for nothing, man.
You loved radio that much back then.
Well, I lived in the back of the station, for Christ's sake. I mean, there was an actual bed.
But not because you loved radio.
Because I wasn't making any money.
But you wanted to keep doing
what
you're
doing. But I
wanted
to stay on the air. Yeah, and I was on the air every day when I was 18 from noon until 6.
That's tight.
And I was just gaga. I was in full ga. I was, oh, my God, this is incredible. I'd make recordings and call people and just be so excited.
When did that stop? No, I'm being serious. Because you still, I know that after a long vacation, when you come back, you're ready to come back. Like, you still love it.
Yeah, I
mean, maybe not 12 to 6 love it, but you know,
I think this goes along with, you know, the general feeling you get after being alive and Monday through Sunday, and there are things that you find out that are, well, that wasn't what I thought it was at all. And then you get, you know, 40 years of that, and it's like, oh my God, what the hell am I doing? You know, and there's,
right.
Not to be a bummer, but there's seven phases of death that all
mourning.
Human beings, mourning that people go through. I mean, it's like acceptance, denial, and all that.
Not in that order.
Not in that order, no. Although I'm going to be in denial for quite a while. But my point is, I think that's the thing that I try to get my head around all the time is when you have to die and have to leave and have to go away forever, there must be some wild psychological process your brain goes through and says, it's okay. And
it's okay to die.
It's okay to die,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to be dead. And it's just Why am I talking about
Dennis? I don't know. Damn, left turn. No,
you were talking about me being what I was in 85.
And then he's dead.
And then I'm dead. Now, where was
Did
I?
Did you listen to Chick growing up?
I remember.
You just moved here, though, right?
Yeah. So, but no. My buddy Bo Dog. We.
That's not Bodart, is it?
No, Bo Dog.
Fuck no, it ain't Bodart.
I remember he showed me the show. He had a CD, and it was like seventh grade. And we had an early dismissal, and his parents were like never home. And for some, I'm like, your parent? I've never met his parents for like 3 years. And I'm just like,
do you really have parents?
And I remember listening to Dis Man. Do you remember Dis Man?
Dis Man,
yeah,
sure.
That was like the funniest. Like, it was, that was the best. I remember it was like, who the hell is this? Yeah, that was like my first
introduction,
Bob and Tom memory for sure.
Yeah.
It was like, I'll shoot webs up your ass, Spider-Man.
that was a bit all right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, but is it possible? Because I can it's just coming off of you in waves. I mean, you're excited about where you are in your life. You're doing a lot of stuff you love.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can't wait to get up in the morning. And can you get
depending on if I've been drinking or not.
I don't know. It's nice that you, and I hope you always stay that way. I mean,
Trying. You know, I'm a real positive guy. I'm a glass half full guy.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes me so happy for you is that you have that, and so people want to be around that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that brings, like, good vibes brings good vibes back, putting it out there.
It's tough with hip-hop, too. I feel like it's the only genre where it's just, like, a huge pissing match.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
And, like, there's so many good, like, local dudes here in Indianapolis. They're awesome. So good. But just beyond the local, just, like, national, just, like, you look and it's just like, I'm the best, you know? Like,
right.
You know, well, like, everyone's just got to flex all the time. And mm-hmm.
Is it like the WWE? I mean,
it's
kind of,
Nobody's supporting each other.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Everyone's just, like, survival for the fittest, like... I got more money in hoes than you, and I am the most masculine. I'm so in center with my masculinity.
Are you sensitive?
I'm a little sensitive, though.
He's positive and sensitive.
And how are you with your money and your hoes?
Not very good. Not very good at all.
Is there a hoe shortage right now?
No, there's plenty. I'm just like bathing in it, but I'm just not very good at it.
You know? It's everywhere. You're just not real. Just
not very good
it's
at
available.
It.
It's available. It's the maintenance that's tough. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
So what did you graduate with from IUPUI?
I graduated in Communication Studies and African American Studies minor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Ooey pooey, baby.
Go Jags.
So you said your mom's white.
Yes. Yep. She's a teacher. She's a third grade teacher at Claypool Elementary.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Very cool.
Up in Claypool, Indiana.
And you got a little sister, don't you?
I do, yes. Quinn. Yep. She's crazy as hell.
How old is she?
She's going to be 13 in January.
And she was right. I get you there. She was dressed up. You took a picture of her, and she was wearing like a whole cowgirl getup.
Yeah, she has horses.
Okay.
One horse.
It's better. It sounds better to say horses.
Yeah, is that what
she has
better?
Horses.
Is that what
many.
She has horses.
She has
many.
One horse.
I have
she
many
is
horses.
In like 4-H and
right.
She like barrel races and like
my little sister did all that. Yeah,
she's out here, man. She's ready. She's a go-getter.
And so what does she think about her older brother and his...
She thinks it's cool.
Yeah, she does.
She has Instagram now, which is, like, pretty gnarly.
Right.
And I'm just like, she's always asking me for my Instagram name. I'm like, nope.
probably best you not.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, you're 12 and you got Instagram?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I think that's what it says, though. Legally, you have to be 12 or 13 to have Instagram.
To have it?
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of parents are getting.
Oh.
Yeah, like they're saying, well, you have to be.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm using.
She literally just got a phone.
Bought that. I didn't know you had to be 12 or 13 to be on Instagram.
No, you really do. Yeah, it says it on there.
That's wild.
Does it?
Yeah. Remember, that's what Jason told his kid? That's how he was able to hold off for so long. Or maybe it's Twitter. See, guys, I don't fucking remember anything. Half information all day. I don't fucking know.
It really is amazing. But you have half full.
Half full.
You're half right. It's
I'm
one
half
of them.
Right. Yeah, that's one true. That's true. That's true.
So do you have a manager or something, or you just do it all yourself?
I'm doing it all myself, man. I got
the
a buddy
Bill Murray
that,
way, man.
Yeah, I got a buddy that helps me out, JP.
Do you have anybody who has a real an actual name or just all a nickname?
I feel like every one of my buds has a nickname, you know? I don't know. It's just been like that since I was a kid.
Am I like CM or you know, me, CM and Jay,
No, when he does our intro, he'll give you something. He'll come up with something.
If I was gonna have a rap name, anything about me, incredibly put upon master or something or what?
Master Chick.
Is there some? I'm trying to think of the old rap names. Everybody was young. Well, I guess as you said, yeah. It won't be young anything. I guess
it's young with the U, just Y-U-N-G.
Why no O?
Mm-mm. No. That's not the wave.
Young MC, no O.
I think he has an O.
Yeah. Bust a Move was. Oh, I love that song. Can you play something like that? Bust a Move.
will you bust a move for me right now?
Why don't you bust a move for me real quick?
So do you ever do like freestyle stuff, just like lose your mind and just like when it hits you or
sometimes
or
do
you have a writing process?
There's like a little bit of both.
Is it like speaking in tongues, you think?
I guess sometimes, like,
have
when
you
you're
been
in the
blessed
moment
with tongues?
No.
Okay, see, then you can't compare it.
See, I was trying
to
be fun with
on
it.
What kind of tongues?
There you go. Oh boy! You know we're not strangers to the chatting about cunnilingus on this show.
That's true.
Look up.
Now we have to ask you: are you yay or nay?
Yay!
Yay! Yes! Atta baby!
All day.
Refer your if you haven't heard it off the air episode number 70 with the magnificent Tim Wilson.
That's how we opened it up.
No longer with us, but I'm thankful every day we have that episode with him to listen to his expertise in that area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! So you got a gal pal right now? Are you looking?
I do. Yes, yeah. I do have a gal pal. Yeah.
Is that what mm-hmm. they? Or the girl? My girl?
Or I don't know. Gal
bay, right? Bay.
My bay. Yeah, my bay. BB.
What about Holla? Can you bring Holla?
Is that
back?
What you call her?
Yeah, BB. Yeah.
Is that her name or is that what you call her?
That's what I call her.
Oh, okay. I like it.
BB. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you bring Holla back? She won't let me say Holla. She doesn't.
It's not Holla. It's not the word. It's the facial expression and the way you move your mouth that fucks Holla. It all up. Yeah.
Anything else?
It's been a rough morning.
Is that it? Okay.
So what are you guys doing? You just hanging out? Is she in the music industry? Is she?
No, not at all. No. Nope. She's a bartender.
All right.
And she's.
You're just feeling it.
Yeah. She's.
How
she's
long?
Cool. We've been on and off for like 2 years now.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah.
It'll eventually figure itself out.
Yeah. So.
Did you watch the Jay-Z Beyonce? Wasn't there a new concert on?
I think it was like
Sunday night, or
I think I missed that one.
I think there's something new on this past weekend.
I did see the music awards, the video music awards
when they did the thing together.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
What who of that crowd? No, that you really who
current
current.
Who do you enjoy current? I mean,
currently
current?
Who am I listening to?
That's a much better way to say it.
I would love. I can't wait because I'm gonna about 90% guarantee you have no fucking idea who it is.
I'll write it down. Well, okay.
No,
I'll be honest.
Yeah,
okay.
Ready?
So, like people that you hear on the radio.
Oh, see now he's making it easy.
No. I have like a category of like things that I like listen to that I adore on the radio and then stuff that probably will never see radio at all.
Right.
But I've been into Rich Homie Quan a lot lately.
Okay.
The song called Walkthrough.
I was just playing at the spot. Drive. See, wrong about me again. I'm driving. I'm doing
I knew you would. I knew you had it in you.
I got the lean and I listened to
Rich Homie Quan.
He was on MASH, right?
Yes, he was.
Sounds Korean a little bit.
Yes, that's exactly.
What else am I listening to? Migos is tight. They have that song called Versace with Drake. Mm-hmm. It's like Versace, Versace, Versace.
Nobody
Versace.
Likes Drake though, right? Is he on the outs?
I don't know. I kind of feel kind bad of ban- for. I don't know if I feel bad for him, but the thing is that he was on like an MTV like teenage soap opera.
Yeah,
he was on Degrassi. Yeah.
And Drake was on Degrassi.
Yeah.
My daughter lived and breathed Degrassi for. I mean, yeah. The baby. I mean, she like, oh, we gotta watch Degrassi. Like, yeah. I would have to record them for her, and that's what she'd do. Mm. He was on the air, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where, I mean,
his wheelchair, he got shot at school.
Yeah. And,
yeah. It's true. He got shot in the back in a school shooting, and he was permanently placed in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Yeah.
It was a very special.
Yeah.
It was all the
Wheelchair Jimmy was his name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really? Like something we call somebody.
Hey, look.
We do that. We always, for some reason, it was, so we had, maybe it's because we knew so many Johns, but it was, there was Fathead Johnny, which is kind of what got it started, because he got a fat head.
I said big
head. And then Gazing Ball John, because he sold gazing balls on the side of the street. Like, it was just, like, that's what you do was what was with your name. We weren't real creative with our nicknames, but that's it. And then there was Volkswagen Joe, because he worked on Volkswagens.
He worked on Volkswagens. And she went to school with a guy named, I forget what his name was, but you called him Gene.
Because he was allergic to denim.
He was allergic to denim.
What? So we just gave him the nickname Gene. He wore sweatpants every day.
That'd be kind of tight, though.
I know.
He wore sweatpants.
I wish I had a reason.
But like, if someone was overweight, their nickname would be Fat.
Fat.
You know? Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, there was always, just no.
Yeah, so it's like, what, really? Come on, try. Mm-hmm. Can you at least try?
No, we didn't. Nothing. Mine was Sis, because...
You're a sister. You're the sister.
The oldest sister, so... That's terrible. What, did your mother give you a nickname when you were little?
Like, is there something it was me? Always, like, Shawnee. It was always Shawnee.
Oh, yeah.
And I, still, to this day, I want to punch a baby when I get up. Yeah. I can't stand
my mom
people call me Shawnee.
My mom used to call me Chucky all the time.
Chucky.
I start sweating when I...
Does your mother still call you that?
No.
Oh, no, she will not anymore. She does. She knows. She knows.
What does your mother think of your nickname, Oreo?
She likes it, man. Yeah, okay. She's real supportive. My mom's been there, like, through everything. She's my homie. She's my road dog, you know? but she's really, like, pumped in it. When I bring back stuff, or, like, when I come home or show her, like, things online, she's always like, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's cool. But she has no clue. Like, she's up anything. You
I think
know?
Your mom
like,
and I would get along great.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But yeah, she's cool.
Well, that's
for
cool.
Sure.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So you don't have any axe to grind or anything with anybody, or you? How did you end up so happy? You seem just so.
I don't know, dude. I feel like I've just been that way. Yeah, since I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
just
well, you got a supportive mother. That'll change your life.
Yeah,
that'll
it was cool moving to Indianapolis because I got to like meet my pops and actually get to know him. You know.
Oh yeah.
So my pops lives in Indianapolis. Like he's been from like my parents met in Ball State in Muncie.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then she went to the northern country, and he went back to the city.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So you're developing that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Is it strange to see yourself and your dad?
Yeah. Now I'm getting older. I'm seeing it. Like
crazy.
Whoa, this is wild. And like he was around when I was a kid, but now like since I've moved here, I feel like it's been cool getting to know.
Yeah.
And know I'm in that route.
And it's different to know your dad as an adult.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's like the homie.
Right. Because father and son, like, you become friends as adults. It's not that.
So it's, like, straight there, not, like, the...
Like, not, yeah.
Giving the spankings or whatever.
Not whooping your ass and all that. Yeah.
With the
switch.
What
does he
do? He works at a printing company called Lightwaves.
Yeah?
It's, he prints on, like, random stuff, like, from, like, Sharpies to, like, bottles and all kinds of stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is he artistic in any way?
Yeah, he went to school for music. Yeah, he was in the Ball State marching band.
Oh, cool.
He played the alto
tuba,
and tenor.
Tuba,
no,
tuba.
Sax. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he plays
the sax.
Yeah,
does he still play?
Mm-hmm. Yep, every once in a while. And my uncle Mike plays the jazz flute, so they're just like,
Are you going to let him sit in, collaborate?
Yeah, I've always wanted to. He's always like, yeah, I'm going to get in. Yeah, let me get on a record. And I'm like, all right, Pops, like, let's do it. Come on.
Do they
come
know
to
that,
the studio.
Does your mom and dad know that you have mom and dad voices?
Everybody has mom and dad voices. Like,
I love mom. I love everyone's mom and dad voice. Yay! So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like.
See, I don't know if I have a mom and dad voice, but I have a ex-boyfriend voice. And all the ex-boyfriends sound the same. That's terrible, but it's true.
Like this.
And no, I don't know if any of them ever talked like that, but that's just what I decided.
You can, she can, it's almost like her dad is here when she does an impersonation.
But my dad's not my dad's voice. Dad. It's all his mannerisms.
No, it's all his mannerisms. She can walk.
I talk like my dad when I'm not anticipating it. Like when I'm like just getting in my kid's ass. Like that's when my dad comes out. And it's just, and my ex-husband has got the phone out and he's like kind of giggling. He's like, you gotta fucking see this. You look just like your dad right now. Just like everything. And just, you know, like I'm gonna do this 5 minute rant is gonna change your life. Like this is gonna turn it around. You know, you're 9 and forgot to put the tube on the Tuesday. And mom fucking lost her shit. Yes. Yeah. And we're gonna learn a life lesson right now. Yeah, exactly. Feel so bad for them. Like I said the other day when I just lost my mind because they wouldn't stop fighting. And I was like, when I die, this is all you have is each other. I'm not scared. So then they're like, you're going to die? Way to go, Mom.
We're just having a little conversation, Mom. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. Fighting over a bag of Funyuns and Mom's going to die. Game over.
So do you have some songs in the oven right now that you're looking at? Or
I'm working on an album called Cash for Gold.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. You switched your Twitter to that or something?
Yeah. It's full length that should be out, I think, here in, like, November.
How many albums do you have out?
Right now, let's see. 4.
4?
Yeah.
And you don't have a record. Do you have a record company?
I have a label, called Rad Summer. They put out my last couple releases.
And obviously they're based here.
Yeah, they're based here. Yeah, they're a local label.
So how'd you get your record deal? Did they come and see you and offer you is it like the movies when they
no, it wasn't like the movies.
Come
at
here,
all.
Kid. Come here, kid. You're unbelievable. Kid, sign right here. That's unbelievable.
Making money, man.
We want to be in the Oreo Jones business.
Yeah. No, it's pretty much just like, I think at like the living room lounge or something, just drink over a beer. That's what happened. But Ben Jackson and JP, they run the label. And it's, it's cool. It's just like a digital label, you know. Yeah. Rad Summer, baby.
You know, that is something that has really changed the internet. And what anybody... You know, if you're passionate about it and you're good, you're going to get heard, I would think, mm-hmm. right? Don't you? I mean, that's the impression I'm getting anyway. I mean,
oh yeah.
If you're out there, you put a YouTube video out there. Or,
it's the beauty of the internet.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, you're your own record label, your own TV
you
production company,
yourself.
Your movie company. Yeah, mm-hmm. You just gotta get off your ass and do it.
For sure.
It would be cool to make a documentary about you because you know
I do so much stuff.
No, Cameron Crowe, the guy from Rolling Stone, who wrote Almost Famous, that movie.
Yeah.
That was
Cameron Crowe? This is Crow. Where I get the guy that directed Titanic.
That's James Cameron.
Yeah, see? Okay. See? I'm getting mixed up.
This is how it works. But he lived in Seattle in, I'm going to say, 90 or 91, and he was there for when Pearl Jam started. Or when they were Mother Love Bone and they were right. they were Mookie Blaylock, but he with cameras and from the first, I mean the second show they ever did of the songs from 10, he was, I mean, and he has all this amazing video, the original lead singer of Mother Love Bone that Eddie replaced, and I forget what his name is, and I apologize, but I mean he has all this them on camera, and yeah, I mean it's, you know, 20-30 years ago now, and he's continued to keep up with it, and it's just an amazing. And they have a documentary called I think it is 10 or something mm-hmm. like that. I'm not sure, but it's just amazing how right. you know. And to get you here, and then maybe you know you go crazy large. Is that what they would say?
I don't know. I like it. Yeah, you may have just started something
crazy large, and so, you know we'd have the initial documentary started right here. That would be
don't something. Jinx me now.
But like you said, though, part of the creative process is not thinking about it too much mm-hmm. and just worrying about the proper things and not...
That's what I've been on lately, just worrying about the tasks at hand.
Right, know? Right, right.
Just working on the creative aspect of mm-hmm. the things.
Making you better.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all you can do is be the best you, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't have a control over anything else. I'm just going to be the best me I can be.
I think it would be really good if you did a documentary on Oreo because this is somebody positive for you to be around.
I'm not around very many positive people.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
I can't think of anybody I'm around who's positive.
And Oreo could come to your shows with you
out. I've seen all the pictures of the backstage. It looks crazy. It looks insane.
No, it's chaos at Oreo. Every show is like that. I mean, you're backstage and you're sitting and the pizza comes and it's just nuts every single time. Uh-huh. It's like that.
It's like that.
So is it like that when you do shows, or is it truly chaos?
No, it's pretty chaos.
Really?
We went on our last tour was the beginning of August, and we did like a little 12-day stint. We went down south to like Florida. We were in Florida for a couple days, like Panama City Beach, St. Petersburg, Gainesville, Augusta, Georgia was awesome. Where else we go? Carrollton, Georgia.
Do you have like a tour manager or are
booked
you guys
it all ourselves?
Booked
yeah.
it all yourselves.
Yeah, we're the tour before that this past spring. We were gone for 4.5 weeks.
Wow.
So we were like, we were down. We were in Florida for a week, and we hit the wave too. It was like spring break, like college spring break in
Ooh.
Florida, Panama City, and then we hit the tail end of Mardi Gras. We played in New Orleans, which is like my favorite city in the entire.
I have never been to New Orleans.
Oh, it's the best.
When are you going back to New Orleans? I'm going to take time off. I'm going to get in the stinky van.
Let's go. Let's
I'm getting
go.
In the stinky van.
We're going out in March, I think, out west more.
Done.
Yeah, you should come with. Do it. You don't mind sleeping on a floor or two every once in a while.
Sometimes I just treat
trying
myself
to scrounge
that
for a shower.
That's right. No. I don't like to treat myself very well anyway. Sleeping on the floor sounds perfect.
It's real liberating.
Do you have any areas in the United States that you're wild, crazy, popular, and you look at the list and go, oh, well, we're going to kill there?
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio? Really?
Really?
Yeah, Blind Bob's is a spot, man.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oreo, I just sat at Blind Bob's. When was I in Dayton?
I don't know.
A week ago.
Yeah,
at
in the
Wiley's.
Oregon district.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right across from the Wiley's.
That place is crazy.
Blind Bob's. And honest to gosh, it was great food. And they had, they had vodka. I'm sure they had beer. But the table I was sitting at was comically unlevel. I mean, it was... It was because the floor was unleveled in the area I was sitting, and it was I'm going to say 20 degrees. The table was, and you sat at this.
Who were you there with?
Just
the
by myself.
Comedian?
No, I was supposed to meet Vern.
I don't know who
he
Vern
works
is
at TUE.
Oh yeah.
Vern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
And he said, "Yeah, I'll be there at 6." So you know me. What time did I get there?
5:30.
5:30. And I sat there and watched college football and. Everyone was so nice at Blind Bob's.
They it's just, cool.
And they have the craziest servers, or at least the ones I saw. They were like these big, young kids. I mean, guys. I mean, they look like me in high school with longer hair.
Yeah.
Like, how's everything? Is everything all right? And it's like, yeah, I'm good. Can we get
It seems
you?
Like that if you got on the college
Blind
circuit.
Blind Bob's.
If you got on the college circuit, like you would just fucking annihilate.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Why don't you get on?
That's
like,
what we're trying to do.
Like the fraternity parties. That fucking
isn't
pay
there?
You and, yeah.
Isn't there
I don't know if you want to be a part of that though. I
mean, isn't there good. Some?
What do you know? No. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. It'd be
you
fun.
You gotta
to
try
go
it.
That. Yeah,
you gotta exercise that muscle, man.
I need to hit the college radio. That's like my next move. When I drop this album, I'm gonna hit the college radios up.
That's wise.
Just
yeah.
start doing it old school and just
do
send
it.
Them
yeah.
send them cassettes and
now,
stuff.
Now I know that there's a
I feel like that's just kind of a renaissance in that now.
It is.
Like, physical CD or
people
more
want
cassettes
that tangible
or,
you
yeah,
need that
yeah.
tangible that thing
and
yeah.
like these like hipster ass like college radio stations mm-hmm. are like ooh, I got a cassette mm-hmm. like
yeah they like they'll play it like, just because it's on
yeah,
a cassette
yeah for sure they'll for just sure. play it and they're like, oh,
I have a friend that organizes all the events at Notre Dame.
Nice.
I'll put a good word in. Yeah.
Now they're Catholic, right?
Yeah. She was my roommate in college.
Oh, that girl.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work in Florida or somewhere.
She did. She worked
one
for one of our affiliates.
One of our affiliates
while.
In Florida. The Bob Thompson
Liz. Yep.
Now I've forgotten the question I was going
to
ask.
Oh, sorry.
Daggone it.
Blind Bob's is crazy, though. When we play there, it's like it's just like a friendly bar and grill, bar and grill.
But it's
and then 11
in.
O'clock, bam!
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's someone shit in the sink when we played once. No lie. Crazy.
That right?
It is wild.
I can tell you, I used the bathroom 3 or 4 times while I was there. I was there for like 2 hours, and
he pees a lot.
No one had defecated in the sink that I can recall.
Our buddy Hank that runs merch, he was like, "Dude, someone just shit in the sink in there." I was like, "No way! Who does that? Like, what?" And sure enough,
there
little
was.
Turd, right?
Well, they had the. What I was going to tell you was, I know the comedian buddies of mine, if they're at that point in their career. There's some sort of convention they go to get booked by colleges.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't
where
know
all the colleges go and
yeah, all
they, you give them
all
your...
All the talent agents are there and they do like showcases and I think there are bands there and things like that. Yeah. I'm going to find out what the heck that is.
Most of the places that we played on the road, especially like the last 2 tours we've done, have been in college cities,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Gainesville and like Knoxville. And there's like venues there that are like specifically like kind of like a Broad Ripple or like
Fountain Square.
You know, have like
mm-hmm.
it's college vibe, but it's not too like intimidating for like, you know, because mm-hmm. there's like venues around the country that's just like super underground, like hip as shit, like people are. It's just kind of sometimes intimidating because people are like, "Oh, like these pretentious fucks," like mm-hmm. you know what I mean, like
absolutely, yeah.
And I feel like that's some. I don't know.
It's like the opposite of underground.
Yeah,
like
I feel like it's just like kind of a thing where, like, if it's too bro, like fratty, it puts people off,
right?
But if it's too pretentious and like mm-hmm. tiny pants, it'll put people off.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Yeah, tiny. If I just go
tiny pants. Now, are those for both guys and girls?
Yeah,
pretentious or tiny pants?
I think tiny pants is more of a guy reference, right?
Is tiny pants like a teeny tiny waist? Is that like a
or just like skinny?
No, skinny,
tiny
like
pants.
The super like you struggle to get it over your calf, kind of.
Oh, like 29/29.
I call people like pretentious hipsters that are just like, "Oh, I heard Bon Jovi before he's Bon Jovi." Like, I call them tiny pants, you know.
And then you punch them for saying something so stupid.
Yeah.
I've been to 2 Bon Jovi concerts for this.
You have not.
Yeah, I have.
How do I not know this?
How do you not know?
Holy moly, really?
Yeah, I have a cousin who's a big fan. And
I don't know what it is about that music, but I just can't get on board with that.
Yeah.
Really? I can't.
I don't know.
You know, he's a cowboy.
That's what I hear.
And he's wanted.
Dead or alive.
My mom fucking loved her some Bon Jovi, man.
Oh.
God. She listened to the shittiest music.
I'm going back and I'm listening to, and I'm going back for me. I'm listening to like a lot of Motown, a lot of
cool.
Marvin Gaye. There's this, daggone it. What's the name of that? Hang on. I'm going to look over here again. There's a really cool band, and I don't know, and a lot of times I'll be watching TV or whatever, and they'll put stuff under.
We really should have had some of your music prepared. I feel bad. We need to play it.
We do need to play some of your music. We didn't ask you to bring any or anything. But OreoJones.com.
Yeah.
You can listen to it. The song is called Coming Up Again. And
not by Oreo Jones.
Not by Oreo just be patient here.
So I guess that's like, so Black Fabio was one of your albums.
Yeah, it was a mixtape.
For the longest time, I thought it was like an alter ego. I thought it was like your Chris Gaines or something.
It kind of is.
Is
it's
it?
Just like a glorified like romance novel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're about to work on the second one now. I feel like I have like 50 million projects I work on mm-hmm. at once. So
yeah.
It's been like that. But yeah, Ben Jackson and I that's like our kind of like alter ego, sure.
Okay. Yeah. That's the vibe I got.
What about Fabio? Why did you name it Fabio?
It was a Halloween costume is what started off. I was like, I'm going to be Black Fabio for Halloween is what I'm going to do. And I killed it. And Ben Jackson was like, "Hey, we need to do a mixtape together." He's like, let's call it Black Fabio. And I was like, yeah, perfect. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And then, like, and it's even, like, in the writing style and, like, how I write the songs, it's just, like, totally different than, like, my solo, like, Oreo Jones stuff. Like, it's just more just, like, ratchet and crazy and outlandish.
Yeah. So if people want stuff, they can go to Oreo Jones and, like, download it?
I got, like, my iTunes. You can look, I'm on Spotify. On iTunes, you can just Google. Just Google me, dude.
Google Oreo Jones. Here's that song I was telling you. This is they're called The Relatives, and
this is such a Tom move. We are trying to build up our good friend Oreo Jones, and you're gonna play something crazy from somebody else.
No, I want Oreo to like this music.
I like it already.
He wants to ask a question, Oreo.
What's up? Have you ever mistreated anybody in order to advance yourself?
In order to advance yourself?
If you have, it's coming up again.
Oh, shit.
Sad life. It's coming up again. Sad life.
That's great.
It's coming up again.
All right. Okay. OreoJones.com. And you're going to be. When's the other tour start? When you're out on the road again?
We're out on the road again January 7th.
But Sunday night, you're in Chicago.
Sunday, yeah. My band White Moms is in Chicago the 28th at the Emporium. It's an arcade bar, I guess. I've never been there before, but I heard it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And what kind of music is the White Moms?
It's like just like garage rock, yeah. Like kind of like. They call it Afropunk is what they call it.
Really?
Like Charlene and Co and them. But yeah, every song sounds different. I got a mix, some mixes in the car. I can show you guys if you want.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We should ask him to bring those in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should have been prepared. You can lay them down though, right? You're like master editor right now.
I can put them right up under. Here's one now. You think that'll
go? I think we should have paused longer.
I think that'll go. Right? Before we're laughing, maybe just throw that in there.
Maybe you can.
I don't know.
Good try.
What are they on? Are they on like CDs or cassettes or what are they on?
We're going to put it out on a 7-inch with the Indie CD and vinyl.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to put a record out for us.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about doing a CD, like 5-inch thing. Where you like it's a CD and a record at the same time.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No way.
I might be giving out too much right now, huh?
No.
That's amazing. I think you're talking about alien technology or something.
So, yeah, there's like these CDs you can literally just pop in any CD player and it's like it plays. And then on the top of it, the top of the CD, you flip it over and it's like a 5-inch record that holds like one song.
Okay. And you can play it on a turntable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
So when is a show? You have a show around here coming up.
Around here, I have the first Friday of November. I'm playing with Killer Priest from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Shut up at
Hi-Fi. Yeah, it's in Fountain Square. Yeah. The new Hi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll be a good one.
I've got a new favorite Wu-Tang Clan song, but I'm not going to play it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You have a new favorite.
And you will not believe.
Oh my God.
How I found this. You know me.
You were probably in a really hip store and you heard it and you Shazammed it. That's how you find all your rap music.
I was watching Pete the Planner's Instagram.
Oh my God.
And his daughter Ollie was dancing to this and I thought, "Man, that's a great song." And it turns out it's an instrumental. So
probably since Ollie's what, 4?
Yeah, they probably weren't talking about
no.
Diversifying their bonds.
All right. OreoJones.com.
That's it.
And you have to tell us what song. We'll have Chick put a song at the end of this, and then we'll go out to it.
Quickly becoming the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cooking show, too.
Tell me more.
It's called Let's Do Lunch. We're working on season 2 right now.
Oh, I saw you guys were doing the, you Instagrammed that. Yeah. And that's a cooking show?
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is it season... for serious?
Yeah, for serious, yeah.
Like you for serious cook? It's not like crazy like.
I have
like...
a guest on the show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wait, ho, you have guests?
Uh-huh, yeah. that I'm looking at one right now.
Uh-huh.
And we cook a meal of food, and then I have a band on. It's like kind of like late night show format.
Yeah.
And they'll play a song. Yep. But so that's what we're doing different with season two. Season one is on. You just got to check your local YouTube listings.
Got it.
Let's do lunch with Oreo Jones.
Let's do lunch with Oreo Jones.
So I go to YouTube and search Oreo Jones, and I'll find it.
Let's do lunch with Oreo Jones.
Coming up, guests, Chick and Jess from Off the Air Podcast.
Just you.
Just me?
I'll be there. I'll be there for mental support, but I'll watch you guys.
We got a kitchenette and everything.
She's the cook. She cooked. Oh, man, badass. What's the best lasagna?
That's a hard no right there.
What's the best lasagna you've ever had? That's right. It's hers. Yeah.
You got good lasagna? You're always cooking, though. You're killing it.
I know everybody. I feel terrible.
Are you playing coy?
A little.
Possibly.
I don't know. I like it. I just like to do it, but I don't want to be called out about it.
You think maybe I should play my Oreo Jones stuff since it's like Oreo Jones? Since my white moms are not here?
Yeah. If you want to. You bring that in, too?
Yeah.
Bring
I have a song called Stevie Nick's House.
What's track four here? What's the name of that?
That's Black Cab.
Black Cab by the White Moms. Hang on. Let me push it.
Oh, no, it's Me and Gravity is what it is. Wrong song, man. Dimitri.
Are you doing that?
No, that's Co. I'm playing the organ.
Oh, you playing the organ? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's the White Moms. That's badass. So, do you have Oreo Jones with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, throw it over here.
I think it's over there on the side.
Oh, is it? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. All right. Stop. Open.
It's a good thing you don't have to play music anymore.
Well, I'm out of practice.
Well, but I don't think you play music anymore either, do you? It's just on that screen.
Where is it? Did you have it?
It was in like a plastic.
No, we can't find it.
Okay.
It's in your pocket.
There you go.
All right. What cut off this?
Number two.
Stevie Nicks House. You've got great names for your songs anyway.
It's playing. See, I'm getting better. That was almost.
This is a jam right here.
Started.
Chillin' at Stevie Nicks house. 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 Dirty Jones on a Burberry carpet. And I'm walking them around trying to process. Everything we do is flawless. White winged dove and a prophet. Play with her hair while she write me a song. Smoking this roach and I'm singing along. Girl, let me get your Wi-Fi password. I never really felt so strong. Wild hearts when the sun touched down. In a pale pink Miata, we flying it around. Top back, telling her that money is a thing. And I never ever been to a London town. At her gate
in a garden, and I'm holding the hands of a rose-lip goddess, sipping purified water, and I told her I went to community college. After that glitter, it fades into magic. Sweet love. Got the lyrics embroidered on some of my fabrics. Angel and velvet, she reigns supreme. Alone in the desert, the life of my dreams. A mystical spirit inside, and a crown molding tight, and a bevel with ceilings and knives. Chilling at Stevie Nicks, ha.
Come on,
chilling at Stevie Nicks, ha. Chillin' at Stevie Nicks' house.
Come on inside it.
Chillin' at Stevie Nicks' house.
I'm so excited.
Chillin' at Stevie Nicks' house.
Come on inside it.
Chillin' at Stevie Nicks' house.
I'm so excited.
Chillin' at Stevie Nicks' house.
Come on inside it.
Chillin' at Stevie Nicks' house.
So do you have the title and then you go with the lyrics?
I got the beat first and then I just thought of the song. It's actually, my mom used to live in Mesa, Arizona. She went to community college there. And there's actually like a story behind it. She's been to Stevie Nicks' house before.
Okay.
She dated her pool boy.
No.
Yeah.
True story.
True story, yeah. And
Oh my God.
So your mom would chill at Stevie Nicks' house?
Yeah.
For real?
Yep.
And in the pool.
In the pool. She never met her, but she did meet Joe Walsh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was at the door, answered the door one time.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
By all accounts, Joe's a great guy. I mean, both when he's clean.
She said
now,
he was really cool. Yeah, he's a nice dude.
Wow.
That, I don't know how you, I enjoy that very much, and I don't know how you do it.
It's good.
It is really
good.
Thank
you. That's what I'm talking about. You listen to this stuff and you're immediately happy, and it's just
Stevie Nicks house.
I'm so excited.
Chilling at Stevie Nicks house.
Come on excited.
Chilling at Stevie Nicks house.
So is that you in the background too?
Yeah.
Chilling at Stevie.
So this is all you.
It's all me. Dylan Prevail. I did the sample from this dude named Mac DeMarco. He's amazing. He's from Toronto.
Okay.
And you guys would like him. He's kind of just like, he's like an old rock and roll. He's like 22, but like he has the sound of like,
yeah,
just old, like old rock and roll. But yeah, it's like real chill and it's good.
Yeah.
But he has an album out called Salad Days. And the song is called Chambers of Reflection. And I chopped up the sample and I gave it to my buddy Dylan Prevails, who's a producer here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we made the beat together. And I, right, like when I heard it, I was like, this is it. This is Stevie Nicks right here, chilling at Stevie Nicks' house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I can't
I
get
love
over
that.
I can't get over how much I like it.
Yeah,
I really
know.
Yeah.
I know. Let's play another one.
You want to play another one?
Yeah.
What number?
What's the next one? Let's go with Lost in Paradise. That's the video I'm working on right now. I think it might be the next track.
Is that the video, the little piece of video, the animation?
No, that was Wide Brim Hat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. And where what album are these on?
This is all on Cash for Gold right
here.
This is
coming out.
Yeah,
this is, we're getting advanced listen
right
now. This is
exclusive.
Right here.
No one's
this
really
is
heard
exclusive
this.
Exclusive
I love it.
Shit right here.
This is so exclusive
it.
Here right here. You're like Funk Master Flex right now. He's killing it.
Yeah, doing all this.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta tell you, I'm kind of scared right now.
Yeah, you're
topic trips with abrasive air. Asian girls with amazing hair. Cocoa butter on the dairy air with the greatest care. Niggas domed out in the slums. Daydreaming on golden rum. Give me the world, I want all of it. I'm about to throw a fit, now let me ball a bit. Blood blow it in the air, nigga, kiss the sky. Black Neil Young with a trophy life. Blow a little kiss to your trophy wife. Three-piece swing and a dirty sprite. Nigga jumping off a pinnacle rock, surfing in Thailand. Dizzy of the booze and the vibe ends. Gully with a fist full of diamonds. Pardon, I kept her on your bitch on an island.
Ollie, 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 oxen free. Cleanse his soul with two paths full of oxyclean. Oxyclean, oxyclean. Ollie, 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 oxen free. Cleanse his soul with two paths full of oxyclean.
Punch your ticket to Lost in Paradise.
punch your ticket to Floston Paradise. Round this time of year, the weather seems very nice. Punch your ticket to Floston Paradise. Hey, hey,
but you swag down closing. Hey, hey, hey. When niggas at a hard roast, coming around, gripping the cold wheel. No potty mouth. In the Midwest, down in the dead end world, these niggas face down, hanging in a cell. White dove on the window panes, let's slap the haters, drown the lanes. Nigga pot roast and it tastes the same. I'm Eddie Wang in the kitchen with definitive games. Pen and pencils, sketch Uber. Play it right back on your mama's Ubers. D16, nigga Anderson Cooper in the Circle City pose in the big era's future. It's bright.
That is so good. You know, next to listening to this, the fun I'm having is you listening to it.
I'm having a blast.
And you're having the best time. I've never seen anybody.
I mean, it's good.
No.
And you're excited about it.
And you did it. And because I'm used to when I do see somebody who's done music, and I'm not going to say who, but I mean, they're just.
Usually old and washed up.
Pensive and old and washed up. And there's stuff's behind them, and they're not excited about what they're doing. And, yeah. And it's just it's such a business. And.
Your voice is so crisp and just like it is, and I know that this is going to be an odd observation or a strange, but it's a delight. It's delightful. It is delightful. You can put that on the bottom, Jess Hooker. Yeah, my voice is delightful. Yeah,
I'll give that to the PR dude.
It's motherfucking delightful. Delighted.
But I like listening to him because. He never listened to hip hop or rap music until he was in the car with me, and so he loves lyrics.
I'm a melody guy. I do truly try to listen to everything except Die Hard Country and Western.
Yeah,
but that's good.
You should. You always should say popular country because you listen to country western. You've listened to Western.
No,
I like music.
I like Patsy Cline. I like Johnny Cash.
I'm even Whiskey Town. I mean, that's Western. That's right. That's right there.
Right. But I'm humming, chilling at Stevie
Nicks'
house.
Have you considered any? Do you ever? I mean, you. I feel like you would be open to anything. Mm-hmm. Musically, so have you ever thought about like a country, like a country beat, like something in the back? Like, nope, not. And I ain't gonna consider it.
I did think about the other day. I'm already have a New Year's resolution right now. Next year, I'm gonna make an R&B album
for real.
Yeah, that's what I want
to
do.
So your voice is pretty too. It's not just clean to.
I don't know. We'll find out.
You'll find out. Well, I mean, your backup, your what you were doing in Stevie Nicks' house.
Yeah,
that was good.
Thanks.
That's good.
So how did you make this on GarageBand? I mean, that's the standard.
No,
I think he's a little bit above GarageBand.
No, I know. I just
I'm trying to. I think Dylan just used Pro Tools. Logic.
Logic. Oh, ProLogic. Okay, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, like the beefed up version.
Right.
GarageBand.
Have you ever had to serenade a girl?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You do?
BB?
I have before. BB.
You
yeah.
a song
you
for
have?
BB?
Oh, sweet BB. Yeah.
Is that on here?
No, I don't have a song. Not on this.
Not this one.
Song. Yeah. No.
But you have. Is that
I
how
have.
You got her?
No.
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 Uh-uh.
Well, actually, I think. That's how I did. I played
really?
A show.
Yeah, grand gesture.
And she bought me an alcoholic beverage.
She knows her way to your heart.
Yeah.
And you sang her a song, and then it was history.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pretty
Aww.
Much. Yeah.
Doing this and becoming proficient at it and going around and playing concerts all over the country, is there anything about it that about you being biracial that you've run into as far as a pain in the ass or somebody who, like is that a special set of problems for this or you really just don't even think
about
it?
No, not really. Never has been.
Not in this industry.
No,
right.
No.
But I can't imagine growing up.
Growing up is kind of a pain in the ass for
kinda
sure.
Motherfucking dickheads everywhere.
Yeah,
you look,
yeah. There's haters, but I just blocked them out. I don't see my haters.
Nope, don't see it. That wide brim hat. Yeah. You can't see him.
You can't see now, my haters.
Sean, I'm just like that. Only the exact opposite. That's all I see are the haters.
You need to get off Yelp. That's what you need to get off.
We need to hang out.
Can you be his life coach?
Intensive positive thinking.
That's the thing.
Let's do it.
If you go to these shows with him too,
I want to go and hang out.
It's going to happen. It's going to fucking happen. I'm going to know why. There better be something in your life.
He's got a show the 4th, but he could ride up with us to Lafayette on the 3rd.
On the 3rd.
I'm down. I'm with
October 3rd.
All right. 100. Now, I believe saying down in this state is a legally binding contract.
Is it? Yeah.
So you might want to.
Lock me in, man.
That'd be all right. Man, I'm excited. I'm going to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Oreo.
Yeah, no
thank
problem.
You for coming,
thank you for having me.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You got to be a part of the OTA tour.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do some comedians. We're going to do some music now. We're going to, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's going to be a festival.
Yeah, cool. It might turn into a festival.
A festy? A heady festy?
Yes.
Jessapalooza. What do you think of that?
No, yeah.
The Jess Expo. That's what I am on Twitter.
The Jess Expo.
Yeah.
No, I don't want
to. Oh, okay. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Oreo.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's hanging at CB Nix's house.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody!
Around trying to process everything we do is flawless. White winged dove and a prophet. Play with her hair while she write me a song. Smoking this roach and I'm singing along. Girl, let me get your Wi-Fi password. I never really felt so strong. Wild hearts when the sun touched down. In a pale pink Miata, we flying it around. Top back telling her that money is a thing. And I never ever been to a London town. At her gate in the garden. And I'm holding the hands of a rose-lip goddess. Sipping purified water. And I told her I went to community college. After that glitter, it fades into magic. Swing got the lyrics embroidered on some of my fabrics. Angel and velvet, she reigns supreme. Alone in the desert, alive in my dreams. A mystical spirit inside and a crown holding tight. And a bevel with ceilings and knives. Chilling at Stevie Nicks' house. Come on.